السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وإن الله عنده أجر عظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, these are the holidays, school holidays. Our kids are at home and it's creating chaos, keeping us busy, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, verily, innama amwalukum wa auladukum, your wealth and your children are fitna. Fitna means trial and test. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware all of you, every one of you is shepherd, and you are answerable for your flock on the day of Qiyamah. Allah is going to question you. There will be separate question amongst all those four questions for everybody, that how you spend your youth. Separate question, special question for everyone. And accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge and decide the way you spend your youth. It's very, very important and essential. That's why in Islam, in the Holy Quran, in the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even the practical life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a great emphasis has been put on upbringing, tarbiyah of awlad, tarbiyah of our children, and especially our youth. There are so many ayat and examples in the Holy Quran. Here I'm going to say, inshallah, few points from Surah to Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Ra, Zalik al-Kitab, Nahnu naqussu alayka ahsan al-qasasi bima uhina ilayka hadha al-Qur'an wa in kunta min qablihi la min al-ghafilin. So there are so many lessons we can learn and derive from Surah al-Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the best story of the Holy Quran, Ahsanul Qasas. But it's not just a fairy tale to entertain us. Every verse has great wisdom and so profound. If you study and if you understand and implement, it will make our life successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there are so many points, because of the time, I will just derive 10 points out of this story. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq to put it into practice. Number one, it should be very strong bond and relationship between father and the children. Unfortunately, in today's time, because we're not spending quality and prime time with our kids, they are like separated from us. Even they are in the house physically, but mentally, spiritually, they are away of us. Even we are sitting on the table, dining table, for lunch or dinner, they are not conversing with us. They don't want to dialogue, they want to talk with us. Today's dilemma is, today's kids, they forgot how to dialogue, how to talk. In olden days, when we were young, we used to question our dads and mom every time. To that, they used to get fed up. Today's kids, they don't talk. If you ask them long question, their answer will be yes or no. They don't go more than that. Because this is another psychological effect that they are busy with their devices, you know, whether it's a laptop, iPad, iPhone, and hours and hours they are quiet. They're not talking, right? They're just observing, looking at, and their fingers are moving, not the lips. This is text messaging or you know, talking or what. So the fingers are so busy, you know, so speedy, it is, you know, typing and going back and forth, question and answer, and enjoying for hours and hours. Or they are watching some videos, right? They are just eyes are glued to the screen. They're listening with the eye, you know, the earphone, earbuds. Mouth is closed. They are not talking. So there is no exercise of talking and dialoguing with anybody. So that's why in today's kids you find they are not able to extend their dialogue. This is a very big problem. Everyone is observing this problem. So especially father and son, the relationship between father and son should be loving relation, mutual relation, and confidential relation. Unfortunately, in today's time, our kids, boys and the girls, the daughters and the sons, they don't trust the parents. They hide their password. They don't share their password, Facebook or, you know, to, you know, the FaceTime or whatever, Instagram, and they hide everything what happening in their lives. They are not sharing with the parents. Rather, they are sharing with their best friends. Whatever problems they are going through, emotionally or physically, they are not coming home and telling to mom or dad. Rather, they are talking to their friends. Why? They have lost confidence of the parents. They are very scared. They think if I have done something wrong, I'm not supposed to do it. But if my dad will come to know about it, he will be mad. He will be crazy. He's going to punish me. He will revoke me. He will shout. So to protect their self, because they also like their self. They have self, you know, dignity and self-respect. Because of the self-respect, to protect themselves for any kind of, you know, punishment, verbally or physically, they hide from the parents. They are not open to the parents. They hide. And that is the problem. They are facing so many difficulties in the society, in their personal life. As Islam is teaching us that we should have born the good relationship from the childhood with our kids, to that extent, they should know and believe my father and my mother is best friend of mine. Don't treat them as boss, as a, you know, like supervisor, or don't, you know, helicopter on top all the time, but become so friendly with them, like they can share anything, good or bad, with their friends, because they are open to them. They have no scaredness of that. They not expect any kind of revoke or any kind of punishment from the friends. So they share anything, everything. For the parents, they are hiding. They are keeping secret. So become that barrier. We have to break it. And we have to make friendship with our kids from the childhood. So they should understand my father, my mother is the best friend for me, and I can share each and everything, regardless of the good or bad. And my mother and my father will not revoke me, will not punish me, will not get mad. Rather, they will tolerate my problems and they will guide me, you know, with the love and compassion. This one of the example of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. He had a very strong relation with his father, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, and underlining the motive is that the family has been together by love. You can only unite them with the love and compassion. Father is addressing with respect. Ya Bunayya. Ya Bunayya. Oh my beloved son. There's a lot of kindness and the love in that word. On the other side, Yusuf alayhi salam also addressing when he's relating his dream to Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Ya Abati. Ya Abati. This so profound sentence, oh my beloved father. There's a lot of love and respect in this sentence. This is how our communication should be with our daughters and with our sons. So the other thing is confidence. Look how much confidence Yusuf alayhi salam was, that at night he saw the dream, some very strange dream, and next morning, immediately, he came to the father. He never went to anyone else, not even to the mother. Came to the father thinking, this is a strange dream what I have seen, and I'm confused, and it bothers me. Only solution is my father. Let me relate to my father, and he will guide me. With full conviction and confidence, he came to the father and related his dream only to him. It shows the bond and mutual relationship between father and son. And obviously, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam advised him. And we have to have the love, as I said, without love, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned with regard to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you dealt with them, with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, gently. And had you been severe and harsh hearted, they would have broken away from you. No one wants to go and sit with a person who is a short temper, angry man. No one likes him. He stay away. Okay, if I go to nearby him, just now something will happen and he's going to shout. He's going to blow up. So, for safe side, to protect themselves, they stay away from that kind of person. But if a person is loving, always cracking the jokes, making the environment easy and comfortable, people love. And they come nearby him. Just now, I'm in frustration, botheration, some anxiety going on. If I go to him, he's going to crack a couple of jokes and I will be relieved. That's how a person who is joyable or who is easy way going, people like him because of his character, because of his behavior, that he doesn't get angry, rather he deals with the love and compassion. The second point, my brothers and sisters, the relationship of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam with his father, Yaqub alayhi salam, was so strong and trustworthy that he related his dream to only his father. He could relate his secret to his father with full confidence and conviction that only his father can solve his problem. In today's generation, if something is bothering our son or daughter, they go to their friend and the schoolmate because they are scared of their parents, that they will shout or become angry and rebuke them. They don't trust their parents due to the broken promises. Sometimes father promised just to keep him quiet. That, okay, I will do this too. Oh, I'll take you to that. And then he does not fulfill that promises. And small little child, that the promise is settled in his mind. And then next time, he's not going to trust his father. He lost trust. Because he did promise and did not fulfill the promise. Same thing with the mother. If he promised to daughter to do something or take it to someone, and she doesn't do that, and then the daughter is going to remember that the rest of the life. She promised me, but she never fulfilled her promise. Next time, she's not going to trust her mom. So our trustworthiness, truthfulness is very, very essential. Whatever promise you give it to your son or daughter, try to fulfill your best. And if for some reason you could not fulfill it, talk to them. My son, I promise you, but this is what happened, and I am sorry. I will try my best to do next time. At least conversation should be take place between them, so that bad impression of not trusting, that will remove. And the third point, my brothers, don't give chance to your other children to be jealous of one child because of favoritism, and it is very dangerous. For example, we have 4 or 5 kids, but one out of them is very beloved to us, is like our pet. Whatever he or she demands, immediately we'll try to fulfill. We try to make him happy, spend more time with her or with him. As for the 3 kids, they are not, you know, taken care of that much. If elder son asks somebody, we shout, okay, keep quiet, go away from here. And the young son ask him, immediately we give. So this favoritism is very, very dangerous. This is exactly happened in the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. By nature, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam was loving Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam the most. He was the youngest son and he was very, very handsome. Rasulullah, it is said that half of the beauty of the world given to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. He was that beautiful. You know the Zulaikha, how she got involved and, you know, impressed by the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. We know the story. I'm not going in detail, but this is the point. Because of the handsomeness of Yusuf alayhi salam, naturally Yaqub alayhi salam used to love him more than all other 11 children. And they were observing, oh, my father, our father always spending time with Yusuf and he is ignoring us. And whatever demand Yusuf make, he fulfills same time. And if we ask, he make excuses, he doesn't fulfill them. And we are also his children, he is our father too. He should take care of us also. He should fulfill our desires and our demands. But it's not happening. Favoritism. That was the main reason that 11 brothers became jealous and they did not like Yusuf alayhi salam. They wanted to get rid of him from the eyes of their father, Yaqub alayhi salam, because this is the problem. Because of him, our father is not paying attention towards us and we are deprived. Let's get rid of this boy and then father, so full attention will be towards us. That was the problem. So favoritism and jealousy is very, very dangerous. Don't give them chance to be jealous. You have to be equal with all kids. The 5 points. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam knew that his sons did what his sons did to Yusuf alayhi salam. But he did not blame them openly and directly and still treated them well. They came back, they gave the false story that wolf came and he attacked and he eaten up the Yusuf alayhi salam, but his shirt was not torn. So Yaqub alayhi salam is the Nabi of Allah. He knew exactly that my children, my sons are lying. But he just listened to them, tolerated and never respond to it, that you people are lying to me. Tell me, where is my son? He did not rebuke them. He just accepted their story and he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and started crying and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you know everything. What happened to with my son? And I have only tawakkul and reliance on your mercy. You are the only one who will bring him back to me. He was only complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not telling anything to the 11 sons. Left them like, and still he did not take them out of the house. They get out from the house, what you did with my son, and I'm no more your father, and go away from here. No. He kept them also, because after all, they were his sons. His sons. So if our son or daughter by mistake does something very, very bad, still, as a father, we have to tolerate it. Don't cut off the relation with them. Don't chase them out of the house. And don't, you know, get away with this. No, keep them. Allah will change the situation and Allah will reunite, as Yaqub alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam, all 11 brothers were reunited at the end.
Number 6, Yaqub alayhi salam knew that his son did wrong to Yusuf alayhi salam, yet he did not cut off, but eventually reunite all of them because of his sabr. If our sons or daughter does something wrong, then tolerate it just as Yaqub alayhi salam did, and don't chase them out of the house. Be patient and wait till the right time occurs, and then try to fix the problem. Don't say, I am not going to talk to you. Don't come to my house again. I got nothing to do with you. You are no more my son or daughter. Get out from here. These are dangerous words, and it's going to break forever. Number 7, jealousy is much easier amongst the blood relatives than the strange one. No one feels jealous of Bill Gates, of Elon Musk. They are billionaires. I should be billionaire. We don't have jealousy about them because they are strange people. But amongst our, you know, blood relation, this jealousy spread very, very quickly among the siblings and among the relatives. Just like the brother of Yusuf alayhi salam had for her other Yusuf alayhi salam. So remember this, the jealousy will spread amongst the blood relation very quickly and easily compared to the strange people. And the jealousy, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith, beware of jealousy. It will destroy your deeds like a fire destroys the firewood. So quickly, so easily. So jealousy, who was the jealous number one? They become merciless towards their younger brother Yusuf Islam. It is from the devil, from the shaitan. He was the jealous of Adam alayhi salam. The first jealousy started from devil, from shaitan, Iblis. When he saw the statue of Adam alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew the ruh and soul in it and commanded everyone to bow down, all the angels make sujood except Iblis. Aba wastakbar. He said, I'm not going to do that. Why? Because of jealousy. Up till now, I was a supreme commander of all the angels. Now this Adam, out of mud and sand, now he became superior, and Allah is commanding me. I'm worshipping for so many thousands of years. You know, I'm making sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. What about my ibadat? What about my sacrifice? He got the job. He got the, supreme position than me. I cannot tolerate anyone above me. That's the jealousy. So jealousy comes from shaitan. They are not jealous of what you have. The scientist said, a people who are jealous is not because what you have. They are rather jealous of what they can't have. Like here, whatever 11 brothers had, they had it. They were not jealous of that. They were jealous of what they couldn't get it, what Yusuf alayhi salam was getting. 100% emotion, 100% love, 100% attention of the father. What Yusuf alayhi salam was getting and they are deprived of it, that is the jealousy. Jealousy is what you don't have. You want that and you're not getting that, that's why you're jealous. Number 8, you can only keep your all family members united through the forgiveness and the overlooking. Constant forgiveness. If they apologize and realize their wrongdoing, their mistakes, and so you should forgive them immediately. Don't ignore. I will not forgive whatever you have done to me. Just like Yusuf al-Islam, when the 11 brothers recognized him and confirmed that he is the Yusuf, his brother, he is still alive. They thought he dead. He dropped in the well. They thought he is gone, finished. But they found him on the Egypt and in the high position, and they begging for the food. And then they recognize him. This is the same Yusuf, our brother. So immediately they ask forgiveness. Oh Yusuf, we have done wrong to you. We shouldn't do with you. Please forgive me. So Yusuf alayhi salam did not take time to forgive them. Immediately he said, La tasrib alaykum al-yawm, antum at-tulaqa. This is from shaitan. You are free. No blemish. I am not blame you for anything. Whatever happened, is past. Close the chapter. You still my brother. You are my blood brothers. I still love you and respect you as I used to love in my childhood. Whatever happened is from Shaitan. He blamed Shaitan for that incident and he freed brothers from that blemish. Don't feel guilty. You are free. I have no, my heart is clean from you. So our son and daughter make some mistakes and they realize and they come to us and apologize. Don't take long to forgive them. Immediately forgive them and clean your heart from their side and be a good relation with them. And when they ask their father, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, that please make dua for us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah must forgive our sins, whatever done to Yusuf alayhi salam, whatever operation we have done with him, Yaqub alayhi salam promised them, I will make dua to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very soon. Father did not say, no, you must pay this and that. Immediately said, yes, I'm going to make dua for you. Allah will forgive you. Don't hold grudges in your heart forever. Clean the heart. Yusuf alayhi salam said, no blame on you people. It was the Satan who mislead you. He put the blame on the devil. Rasulullah salam said in one of the hadith, the one who forgives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his rank in the Jannah. So forgive and forget. And it gives a peace of mind. If you forgive somebody, the grudges is gone, your heart is clean, it gives you the peace of mind and it lowers your stress and anxiety. So it is good for you and good for them also. Number 9, Shaitan wants to destroy the family ties. So don't get trapped by Shaitan. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said, this is from Shaitan. Don't feel guilty and I have forgiven to you. He loves, the Shaitan loves that father and mother fight with each other. Brother and brother, sister and sister fight with each other. This is what Shaitan loves and he is trying. So when you see this kind of problem in your family, blame the Shaitan and try to reconcile with your family members and forgive them. Last and 10 points. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam's akhlaq, iman, its passion and its trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More than 40 years he was just crying and making dua, making sabr, and he is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of these sifat and qualities of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunited all of his children again. So if you want all your children to be pious, start from yourself. Begin from yourself. Set an example. You become a role model for your family. Then your family will follow you. The action is louder and more clear than the words. Pure seeds give you a pure fruits. Children follow the footsteps of their father. They follow the actions of their parents more than the words of advice and admonishing. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it and make our children pious, coolness of our eyes and practical and pious Muslims.